There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio, up in the irons as we are wont to do here. I'm your host, Metal Dad, and then, of course, Iron Maiden. I feel like we've played that before. Get it? We have. Deja Vu, the Somewhere in Time record, the highly underrated Somewhere in Time record, as both the Candyman and I would agree. No reason for playing that other than I haven't heard it in a while and I wanted to hear it. Iron Maiden kicking us off. All right, so we've got a big show for you guys this week. We've got a killer new stuff that I'm very excited to share. Some killer albums celebrating anniversaries this week. And we've got our overrated, underrated, perfect segment back this week with a very, very specific genre, subgenre of heavy metal. But let's do the new stuff first. And we'll start with a band out of Greece called Night Stalker, who's got a new record coming out through Heavy Psych Sounds on March 14th called Return from the Point of No Return. Let's give you one of the singles off it right now. Here's Night Stalker, Heavy Trippin'. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio. And that right there, three brand new tracks from three killer bands, including Hackskapell from Sweden, who has a new record out, Om Jordens Blod Och Ur Gravens Grepp, which is Swedish. You can go Google Translate it. But we gave you the track Metamorphos off of this new record, which released January 17th through Nordvis Production. Hackskapell, great stuff. Before that, we gave you a track from a band out of Canada called Pyres, who has a new record set to be released on March 7th. The album is called Yoon, and we gave you the lead single Granular Flow. And again, the band is called Pyres. Make sure you check that out when it drops. And starting off the block, Night Stalker from Greece. They have a record due out through Heavy Psych Sounds on March 14th called Return from the Point of No Return. And we gave you one of the title tracks off of, one of the singles off of that. Heavy Trippin' was the name of that tune. All right. So it's time for us now to go into our new segment, Overrated, Underrated, Perfect. This was something that the Candyman and I dreamed up as he was 1 foot out the door on his way to college as a sort of a new segment for this new show that I'm flying solo with. And the premise is we take his old heavy metal wheel of genres and we spin it until we come up with a subgenre in which I will name what one album that I think, or one band that I think is overrated, one that I think is underrated, and one that I think is perfect for the genre. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that I dislike the overrated album. It doesn't mean necessarily that I like the underrated album. But in this case, it's true. So the genre this week is crossover thrash. And crossover thrash is near and dear to my heart because as a kid who loved both punk and metal music, crossover thrash, of course, was the bastard child of both punk and metal, or punk and hardcore and metal, and all three, actually. And there's a lot of bands and albums from crossover thrash, the early days, that I love to this day. And you're going to hear some of that. There are some bands that came out of that genre that I do not like, that I think are immensely overrated. And I'm going to give you one of those right here. This is a band that got real popular real fast and stayed there. Not just in the underground metal scene, but even outside of the metal world. The band is Suicidal Tendencies. Let's give you a track right now. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Here's Suicidal. It's War Inside My Head. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio. And there you go. That right there, our overrated, underrated, perfect block for crossover thrash. And you don't get much more perfect for crossover thrash than DRI, the band who pretty much coined the term with that album, Crossover, released in 1987, March 9th, 1987. So it's got an anniversary coming up. DRI, Tear It Down. And to me, that is one of the most perfect crossover thrash albums you could find. Before that, our underrated band and album is Cryptic Slaughter, who a year earlier, July 26, 1986, released their Convicted album through Metal Blade Records. And Cryptic Slaughter gets their due. I'm not saying people don't know who Cryptic Slaughter is, but when you're talking about crossover thrash, I feel like a lot of bands that are just not as good get way more love than Cryptic Slaughter. And so therefore, in my mind, they are underrated. And that album, Convicted, is definitely underrated. And then starting off the block, Suicidal Tendencies. Yeah, a band that to me is just brutally overrated. Never a fan. I gave you a track called War Inside My Head off of the Join the Army album, which I think is an extremely overrated record on top of that, released April 1987 through Caroline Records. Just not a fan, man. And as I'm sitting there listening to Suicidal Tendencies, I thought to myself, you know what it is? It's Mike Muir. I don't like his vocals. There, I said it out loud. All right. So I would love, when I post this show on our Facebook page, for you to tell me who you think is overrated, underrated, or perfect for crossover thrash, because I've got my opinions. One band that is definitely not overrated, in my mind, is Emperor. And they have a record celebrating an anniversary this week. In the Night Side Eclipse came out February 21st, 1994 through Candlelight Records. Let's give you a track off that right now. This is I Am the Black Wizards. It's Metal Dad Radio.
lives are many, but the rest of his life, wherever they are to him, so long to sleep. But I am the spirit of their existence. But I am the we'll be right back.
Metal Dad Radio. And that right there, three killer albums celebrating anniversary, including In Flames, who on February 20th, 1996, released their album The Just a Race through Nuclear Blast here in the U.S. And I had read somewhere that In Flames' guitar player, when they started the band, wanted to combine Iron Maiden with death metal. Success. Some killer Iron Maiden-esque riffing on that record. Part of the Gothenburg sound, along with bands like At the Gates and Arch Enemy. Before that, Samael released their classic album, Ceremony of Opposites, on February 18th, 1994. Through Century Media Records, we gave you the track Baphomet's Throne, one of my favorite Samael tunes. And 3 days later, on February 21st, 1994, Emperor would release In the Night Side Eclipse, their debut full-length album, through Candlelight Records. And we gave you the track, I Am the Black Wizards. So there you go. All right. Time to wrap this up. Finish off the show the way we normally do. As a tribute to We Believe as the first ever heavy metal band, that, of course, would be Black Sabbath. And we're going to kick it back to do a little Dio Sabbath. Feel like we haven't done some Dio Sabbath in a while. To the Heaven and Hell record, this one is Wishing Well. Until next week, kids.